Your client is a university student charged with being drunk and disorderly. The offence is punishable by a fine and nothing else. She has a part-time job, no previous convictions, and she intends to plead guilty. She asks you to apply for a representation order, and on her income, she would pass the means test comfortably. So is that the end of it? No. There is a second test. It comes first, and it has nothing to do with money. This is first hearings and representation. It is the morning when the whole shape of a criminal case is decided. Which court, which procedure, whether your client goes home, and whether anyone is paid to represent them. Keep the student in mind. We are coming back for her. Here is the route. First, the classification of offences, because everything downstream depends on it. Summary, either way, indictable only, and the sentencing limits that go with them. Then, representation orders and the two tests that govern them. Then the hearing itself, step by step. And finally, what you actually do on the day, as the defense solicitor standing next to your client. Start with what the first hearing is. It is the defendant's initial appearance before the magistrate's court after being charged. The court deals with identity, the charges, the question of bail, and whether the defendant qualifies for legal aid. And the case begins its journey through the system, on a path that depends entirely on how the offence is classified. So, classification first. Every criminal offence falls into one of three categories. Summary. Either way. Indictable only. The category decides which court has jurisdiction and what procedures apply. Get it wrong, and you send the case down the wrong path. That is not a technicality. It changes the sentencing powers, the applicable rules, and whether your client can have a jury at all. Summary offences are the least serious. They can only be tried in the magistrate's court, and there is no right to a jury trial. Minor motoring offences, low-level public order, minor assaults. Common assault. Assault on a constable. Being drunk and disorderly. Criminal damage under £5,000. The sentencing limits are quick marks, so learn the figures. For a single summary offence, the magistrates can impose 6 months. For a single either-way offence, 12 months, and that has been the position since the 18th of November, 2024. And 12 months is also the cap where two or more either-way offences are dealt with together. Fines run to level 5 on the standard scale and are unlimited for either-way offences. Either-way offences sit in the middle and can be tried in either court. Theft. Burglary. Fraud. Assault occasioning actual bodily harm. Handling stolen goods. Criminal damage over £5,000. Possession of controlled drugs. Dangerous driving. For those, the first hearing runs the plea before venue procedure. The defendant is asked to indicate a plea. Indicate guilty, and the court decides one thing. Does it have sufficient sentencing powers to deal with this itself, or should it commit the defendant to the Crown Court for sentence? Indicate not guilty, and you move to allocation, sometimes called the mode of trial decision. The court asks whether the case should stay in the magistrate's court or go to the Crown Court. It weighs the seriousness of the offence, whether its own sentencing powers are sufficient, and any other relevant circumstances. And then, separately, the defendant has the right to elect Crown Court trial. Indictable-only offences are the most serious and can only be tried in the Crown Court before a judge and jury. Murder, manslaughter, rape, robbery, causing grievous bodily harm with intent, perverting the course of justice. And here the magistrate's function is purely administrative. They send the case to the Crown Court under Section 51 of the Crime and Disorder Act 1998. No plea is entered. No evidence is considered. There is no allocation decision because the venue is fixed. They deal with bail and legal aid, and the case goes up to be listed at the Crown Court for a plea and trial preparation hearing. Try three of them. Speeding. Summary. So the plea is entered now, and it is tried here. Theft. Either way, so plea before venue, then allocation. Murder. Sent to the Crown Court, and the magistrates never ask how he pleads. Now, representation. A representation order is a court order granting the defendant free legal representation through the legal aid scheme. It pays for a solicitor and, if necessary, a barrister. Without one, the defendant pays privately, which most cannot. It turns on two tests: the interests of justice test and the means test. Both must be satisfied. And notice the order in which they bite. If the interests of justice test is failed, it does not matter how little money your client has. That is the whole of our student's problem, and we will come back to it. The interests of justice factors are in Section 17 of the Legal Aid, Sentencing and Punishment of Offenders Act 2012. Is the defendant likely, if convicted, to lose their liberty or their livelihood? Can they understand the proceedings and present their own case? Do witnesses need to be traced, interviewed, or cross-examined? Does a substantial question of law arise? Is the defendant a child or otherwise vulnerable? If your client faces a custodial sentence, that alone satisfies the test. If not, you are looking at complexity and at whether they need help cross-examining a witness, which is exactly the analysis you run for a client charged with something that cannot put them inside at all. The means test is the other half, and there is a distinction here the examiners like. In the magistrate's court, the test is pass or fail. It is based on disposable income, meaning income after tax and certain allowances. Below the threshold, the defendant gets free representation. Above it, no order at all. There are no income or capital contributions in the magistrate's court. Contributions belong to the Crown Court. There, an eligible defendant may have to pay an income or a capital contribution towards their legal costs. So, if a client on an either-way charge asks whether legal aid will cost them anything, the honest answer is that it depends where the case ends up. Some defendants pass the means test automatically, that is, passported eligibility, and it comes from a qualifying benefit: universal credit, income support, job seeker's allowance. Proof of the award is all you need. Youths are different again. Defendants under 18 go to the youth court, not the adult magistrate's court, with different procedures and different sentencing powers. And children are entitled to legal aid with no means test at all, provided the interests of justice test is satisfied. Now walk the hearing itself. Step 1. The charge is read out to the defendant, who is asked whether they understand it. If they do not, because English is not their first language, or because they have a learning difficulty, an interpreter or an appropriate adult should be arranged. Step 2 depends on the classification, and you already know the three answers. Either way, plea before venue, then allocation if not guilty. Indictable only, sent up under Section 51 with no plea. Summary: plea entered immediately, and the court can sentence at once or adjourn for reports. Step 3 happens at every first hearing, whatever the offence. The court must consider bail, and it must consider whether the defendant needs a representation order. two separate questions, both asked. Meanwhile, the defendant can be represented under the duty solicitor scheme before any order is granted. But that scheme has edges. The duty solicitor is available to unrepresented defendants who are in custody or who are charged with an imprisonable offence. It is not available for non-imprisonable matters. Within those limits, it is free, immediate, needs no order in advance, and covers bail applications and plea advice. Which leaves what you actually do. Before the hearing, meet your client. Take instructions, explain the charges and the penalties, advise on bail, discuss the plea, and complete the representation order application. The hearing moves fast, and you must be ready to advise on the spot. On the plea, assess the evidence honestly. If it is overwhelming and the client accepts it, a guilty plea at the earliest opportunity can reduce the sentence by up to one-third. If there is a realistic defense, advise a not guilty plea. But the decision is the client's, and you must not pressure them either way. On venue, for an either-way offense, advise on whether to elect the Crown Court. Weigh the likely sentence, the complexity of the case, and whether your client wants a jury. And if your client is in custody, make the bail application. Address the exceptions the prosecution will raise and suggest conditions.
One last group. If your client has a mental health condition or a learning disability affecting their ability to take part, raise it with the court. The court may need to consider whether they are fit to plead and whether a medical report is required. The Criminal Procedure Insanity Act, 1964, gives powers to deal with a defendant who is unfit to stand trial. A word on how SQE1 tests this. You will not be asked to recall case names or section numbers. You get a scenario, 5 answers, and 1 instruction. Pick the best. This topic is unusual in one respect. There is essentially no case law in it. It is statute, procedure, and figures, and the figures are the part that gets tested. If you keep only 3. Section 51 of the Crime and Disorder Act, 1998, which is how an indictable only case reaches the Crown Court. The 2-stage test for a representation order, interests of justice first and means second. And the sentencing figures, 6 months for a single summary offence, 12 months for a single either way offence. 4 traps the examiners set. 1. Classification is not a labelling exercise. It fixes the court, the procedure, the sentencing powers, and whether your client can have a jury. Work out which of the 3 categories the offence falls into first, because every other answer follows from it. 2. A qualifying benefit answers the means test and nothing else. Passported eligibility proves your client cannot pay. It says nothing about whether representation is in the interests of justice, and a paper that hands you a defendant on universal credit is often testing exactly that. 3. The duty solicitor is not a universal safety net. The scheme reaches defendants in custody and defendants charged with an imprisonable offence. A defendant on bail facing a non-imprisonable charge falls outside it, and outside the interests of justice test too. 4. The plea is your client's decision, not yours. Advise on the evidence. Explain that a guilty plea at the earliest opportunity can reduce the sentence by up to one-third. Explain the alternative if there is a realistic defense. Then stop. Quick check, and it is our student. She is charged with being drunk and disorderly, an offense punishable only by a fine. She has a part-time job and no previous convictions, speaks fluent English, understands the charge, and will plead guilty. She is not in custody.
No question of law arises, and there are no witnesses to cross-examine. Is a representation order likely to be granted? Three candidate answers. 1. Yes, because a conviction might cost her the university place her career depends on. 2. No, because nothing about this charge or this defendant satisfies the interests of justice test. 3. No, because representation orders are not available for summary offences. Pause here if you want a moment. The answer is 2. Run the section, 17 factors, against these facts, and every one is negatived. The offence carries no power to imprison her. She intends to plead guilty. She follows the proceedings and can state her own case. No evidence will be challenged. She would pass the means test easily as a student, but the two tests are cumulative, and this fails at the first. Why the others fail? 1. Because the reputational limb is directed at serious damage, and a fine for a first drink-related offence is not what it contemplates. 3. Because it is right for the wrong reason. An order can be made for a summary offence where the test is met. 5 things to take away. 1. Classification comes first, and it decides the court, the procedure, and the jury, right? 2. The figures. 6 months for a single summary offence. 12 months for a single either-way offence since November 18th, 2024, and 12 months again for two or more together. 3. An either-way case runs plea before venue, then allocation if the plea is not guilty, and the defendant can still elect the Crown Court. An indictable-only case is sent up under Section 51 of the Crime and Disorder Act, 1998. 4. Bail and legal aid are considered every time. 5. A representation order needs both tests. Interests of justice then means, and failing the first, ends it, however poor your client is. That is what defeats our student. Contributions exist only in the Crown Court. Next time, plea before venue and allocation. Practice this topic with exam-style questions at sqe1prep.co.uk. This episode is for education and exam revision only, not legal advice, and we are not affiliated with or endorsed by the SRA or Kaplan.